It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The word party pooper is clearly slangy, but maybe it's also a little bit taboo.
That's what they say. Ann Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Couldn't resist, could you? Had to give us some poop or something of that nature. Where'd this come from?
Well, I just think a Sunday morning isn't complete without a little bit of taboo language. Someone I know raised the question of where party pooper comes from, and I had never thought about it, which is a great reason to go do some research. It shows up in the late 1940s in American English, seems to be college slang. 1951, we get this quote in Newsweek, "Party pooper has taken the place of wallflower or wet blanket."
That kind of makes sense. But the poop part, how did that come about?
There are a few possible explanations, and I'm not entirely sure, but I can tell you what some of the possibilities are. One possibility is that the poop in party pooper comes from the verb to poop, meaning to tire or to exhaust. And this is where we get the expression, I'm pooped, as in I'm tired. I've also seen floated the idea that the poop in party pooper may come from the verb to poo-poo something, to express contempt for it. So a party pooper is someone who expresses disdain for parties.
Makes sense.
Now, there's a third possibility, and this is where we get into a more taboo language.
I was hoping for that.
Which is the verb poop, meaning to defecate. Now, here's an interesting etymology. That verb originally meant to produce a short blast of sound, as in a horn. And from there, it came to mean to break wind, which is a different way of making sound.
Blowing your own horn, absolutely.
And from there, it came to mean defecate, that meaning of poop, which would be a different meaning of a party pooper.
Enjoying your breakfast, everyone? I sure hope so. So let's move on to party. Where did the word party come from?
The word party goes back to Anglo-Norman or Old French, comes into English around 1300. And when I looked at this in the OED, it reminded me of just how many meanings there are of the word party. It originally meant a division of the whole, a part. And we still use the word party in a lot of ways. If you think about it, we have political parties. We also have things like a hunting party. So this would be a group of people that get together for an activity. You also have a military meaning of party. So something like a raiding party, a detachment of troops for a specific purpose. And then you have the expression of a party to a crime. Now, people, you may be thinking, what about the colloquial meaning of party? That doesn't show up until 1707 for the social gathering of people at your home.
And we've been partying ever since, just like we do right here on Sunday mornings. Thank you, as always, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.